In 1990, my family's life totally changed. My husband finally accepted the call to preach, a calling that he had been running for like 4 years. Whenever we were pregnant with our first child, I remember him telling me, I feel like I'm supposed to be in ministry, and I thought, you're a heathen, what do you mean? But when I was pregnant with my first child is when all of the things that I learned as a child myself, all of the things that I knew the whole time I was growing up became really real to me, and the responsibility of teaching that to my kids became a real thing, and that's when my life changed. That's when I surrendered to Christ. And then in 1990, when we was expecting our second child, that's when Tracy finally accepted the call to preach 2 weeks after he was born. And I don't know, living in a world where you always think maybe being a mom and a housewife and all that wasn't enough, which is ridiculous. It is enough. It's a very high calling. But I really felt like there was something else I was supposed to be doing. And I was just searching for what that was. And long story short, I became associated with the Pregnancy Center in Salem in 1990. And started volunteered there for 16 years. And then after that amount of time, I was just kind of reevaluating what I was doing, why I was doing it, all of that kind of stuff. And the Lord just used a lot of different circumstances to show me that I was doing exactly what I needed to be doing. I just needed to be doing it in a different place. And that's when we started the journey of getting the Pregnancy Center started in Fairfield in 2016. And me and Angie DiMaggio started on that journey together. Life took Angie away. That's when I met Heather. She was a part of the beginning of the Pregnancy Center. I miss her. I'm sure you guys do too. I miss her a lot. In 2017, we opened our doors. So we've been in the community for 18 years now. And I'm very thankful that we are here. The Pregnancy Center, it's a safe place for a client to come and make an informed decision about their pregnancy. And of course, we are a pro-life ministry. We want every baby to be given the gift of life. And honestly, we're not shy about even saying that right up front. We also want our girls to know if they choose something differently, we're there for them then too. But we are just a safe place for them to come. We offer free pregnancy tests. You know, sometimes that pregnancy test is a really happy, what's it going to be, hope it's positive. And sometimes it's heartbreaking for them. It's the circumstances that they're in right then and there. And we want them to know that they have time. Decisions don't have to be made. Just like, you know, we live in a world like if you have to wait 2 minutes at McDonald's, you're ticked off. Things can slow down. They can think about this. We offer limited ultrasound, which means we make sure that the baby's where it's supposed to be. We do those up to 13 weeks. It's so much fun when it's fun. It really is. The last one we had, the baby was a little bit bigger than what we normally get to see. And we were seeing hands and feet, and it was clapping and giving us thumbs. It was pretty amazing. And it was amazing for the young lady too, because she hadn't told anybody about the pregnancy until like the week before or so, because she was scared. And it was a relief to her to be able to see the baby, to see the heartbeat, all of that kind of stuff. The one that we had right before that was a different situation. And that young lady came, and we did an ultrasound. We seen the baby. We seen the heartbeat. She left and then canceled her next appointment, and we don't know what she did. She may have miscarried. She may have gotten a doctor's appointment, and we may not know. And that's stuff that we have to live with, but we keep on praying for her and hoping that someday we'll be able to know what her decision was, because sometimes that's happened, and we're pretty sure that maybe they've ended the pregnancy, and then you find out a couple months later that wasn't the case. So that's what we're hoping for this young lady too. You got to take the good with the bad. You got to just be there doing what you do and doing the best at it that you can be, and it's in God's hands. He taught me that a very long time ago. Just like telling people about Christ, and if they reject it, they haven't rejected you. They rejected him. And that makes it easier to tell the next person and the next person and the next person. We're doing his work. And we're thankful that we're able to do that. We have an Earn While You Learn program, which we absolutely love. And this is something that Heather was amazing at because she connected with the girls so well. But we do classes on the pregnancy, on childbirth, on parenting, life skills. And the girls can earn points for the things that we have in our closet. Things like car seats and new cribs and clothes and anything that you would need for a baby. And we really get to know our girls this way. We really get to know what's going on with them, the things that worry them, the things that scare them. A lot of our clients are very, very lonely. They don't really have anybody. So we're their friend. We are there to be what they need us to be for them. And they're very thankful to be able to get the things that they need for their baby. And that's not an obstacle that might make them make another choice that they might not make otherwise. So if you don't have a lot and you think that you can get help with getting a car seat and a crib, that's a huge thing. I remember that was a huge thing for my husband and I. We were very poor when we were first married because we were very young. and any kind of help was good. We offer post-abortion counseling. It's for someone who has made that choice. We want them to know that there's forgiveness and grace through Jesus. Nothing is unforgivable, and we want them to know that. And for the community, we offer free diapers to anybody in the community and also formula if we have it. Our formula is stuff that gets donated to us that people have maybe gotten extras of, like through WIC or whatever, and we've been able to help a lot of people out that way too. Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, Ronald Reagan made this Sunday one to be recognized because of Roe v. Wade in 73 in January. It's the closest Sunday to when that decision was made. Of course, we've seen Roe v. Wade overturned, which is amazing, but we've also seen abortion numbers go up, which is not amazing. So over 60 million abortions since 1973, and right now over 60% of abortions are because of the abortion pill, which you don't even have to go to a doctor to get. You can get them through the mail, which is maddening to me. I remember when we were doing our training for the center here in town, and the abortion pill and all that was just kind of becoming a thing then. It was becoming more popular. And our trainer's saying that that was going to be so much harder on women than going to an abortion clinic and having an abortion because it was something that they did to themselves. They took it themselves. They took that pill. And then they take that second pill. They don't have a doctor to blame. They don't have... And then just the horrificness of the results of it, they've got to watch for the content. Can't imagine. I absolutely can't imagine. And that's something we definitely need to be praying against. That will just stop. And that would be a God thing because we know that there's money to be made in all of it. There is also a thing called abortion pill reversal, and the Pregnancy Center in Salem does this. And we would offer transportation to anybody who would need to go to Salem to get this. But what it basically is if a girl takes that first pill and then changes her mind, there's help. It's not a done deal. If she can get progesterone, which is what that first pill does, is it starves your body of that, that baby can be saved. Salem's had two babies born after the woman took that first pill. That's amazing to me. And that's something like the state of California tried to shut down advertising for APR. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? They're all about choice. They're not all about choice. That's not their thing. In March, we're having a guest speaker, Scott Klessendorf. If anybody was at the banquet last year, he was our speaker. He was amazing. I'm looking really forward to having him again. We are looking for volunteers. We've lost two, Heather being one and another that we had a long time. If anybody is interested in volunteering for us, get a hold of me here. And also for board members, if that's something that you would think that might be something you would want to do, we are also looking for for board members. I'm going to go through some scriptures and just some bullet points on how to pray for life. That's what today is about, and we're going to just go through a few of these. For the preborn children, Psalms 139:14 says, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows very well. Pray for the precious lives of preborn children. Pray that every preborn child, regardless of circumstances, would be recognized as made in God's image, deserving of life and protection. Ask the Lord to move hearts to defend and to cherish these little ones. not viewing them as a burden, but delighting to give them the opportunity to live, thrive, and glorify God. I know with some of our girls, when they come, it's like their lives are kind of messy, and children can change. Children they don't fix things, but they give you something to live for. I mean, that was my own story with my own pregnancy and my first child. It made me evaluate how I was living my life. I knew better to be living the way that I was living. We've seen young moms thrive, being moms, being good moms. Mothers facing unplanned pregnancies, pray for the women who are facing unplanned and difficult pregnancies. Ask the Lord to surround them with love, support, and the resources they need to choose life. Pray for courage, wisdom, and strength to trust God in uncertain times. And pray the church would be a beacon of hope, offering practical help in the light of Christ's love to these women. For fathers, pray for the fathers who may feel overwhelmed or unsure about their role in the supporting of life of their children. Ask that they would step up with love, responsibility, and a deep understanding of the sacredness of life. Pray that they would seek the Lord's guidance in leading and providing for their families, embracing the call to protect and nurture both mother and child. Basically, be a man. That's what a man's supposed to be. We need men to act like men. Families and communities. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. Jeremiah 29:7. Pray for the families and communities surrounding these preborn children and their parents. Pray that they would become havens of grace, support, and truth. Pray that God would raise up supporters and advocates who will walk along those in need. Seeing this in action too, I'll tell you a little bit about that in just a minute. First of all then, I urge that supplication, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. 1 Timothy 2:1-2. Pray for those in positions of power and influence at our local, state, and national level. Ask that God would grant them wisdom and courage to enact and uphold laws that protect life from fertilization to natural death. Pray for that their decisions would reflect a deep respect for the dignity of every human life, and that they would be held accountable to the highest moral standards. And I'm going to throw another one in there. I pray that in their dreams they see what abortion really is, that they can't get away from it. We live in a state that is morally corrupt, and I pray that a lot, honestly. Pregnancy resource centers. Pray for those serving vulnerable women and their children. Ask the Lord to give them wisdom, compassion, and steadfastness. Pray that God would raise up more workers, volunteers, and funds to meet the increasing needs of PRCs. And pray vulnerable mothers would choose Christian-honoring PRCs before they find an abortion clinic, and their hearts would be softened to those lives based on what they learn. We want them to find us first. Whenever I very first started in Fairfield, the closest clinic was Granite City. And now the others have popped up in Fairview Heights and in Carbondale. But with the abortion pill, they're a phone call away. So the job has definitely got harder to have them find us first. The abortion industry. Pray for those working in the abortion industry that their hearts would be softened, that they would come to see the inherent value of lives that they are ending, and that they would repent. Ask the Lord to raise up voices within the industry to expose the truth, raise awareness, and promote life-affirming alternatives. Pray for abortion to become unthinkable in our nation and for the industry that supports it. And that's the thing. It has to become unthinkable. Even if it's illegal, it's still going to be. It needs to become unthinkable. And I have a friend who, she actually started the pregnancy center in Granite City. She was the reason that Salem started. Salem was the reason that Fairfield started. She was a nurse at the abortion clinic. She got saved, and she was still a nurse at the abortion clinic. And then one day, it's just like God just tore the veil. And she's seen what it was. That needs to happen. That is happening. You got the Abby Johnsons of the world that... that was her story, and people just leaving that industry because they do see truth. We need to pray for more of that, because when they see it, they speak it. They tell people. They let people know what exactly is going on. For adoption and foster care, James 1:27 says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and keep oneself unstained from the world." Pray for families who are open to adopting and serving foster care, that they would be strengthened and encouraged in their calling to provide loving homes for children in need. Ask the Lord to move more hearts from abortion towards the beautiful option of adoption, ensuring every child is given the chance to grow up in a nurturing and loving family. And pray for individuals who have children in foster care system. Pray for the reunification and restoration of their families. And we've seen this. We've seen this. We got to be a part of this. There was a family here in town that whenever they lost their children because of drugs, there was another family in town who took on their children. And then they came and they did parenting classes from us. And they did the hard work. And they're walking with the Lord now. And he preaches. And it's just like, it's amazing. It's amazing. God can do amazing things. We get discouraged because of what we just think of. We see all the bad. And when there's good things, it's like it's real bright. And we have seen this happen. And I'm so thankful to be a part of it. Post-abortive healing. Pray for those who have believed the lies perpetrated by abortion providers and experienced the pain of abortion. Ask for the Lord's healing grace to meet them in their brokenness, bringing peace and forgiveness through the love of Christ. And pray that the church would be a place of compassion and restoration, offering support and hope to all who've been afflicted by the evil of abortion. In the church, Ephesians 3:10, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places. Pray for the body of Christ that we would stand boldly and unwavering for life. Ask that our actions would reflect our words as we support life-affirming ministries, pregnancy centers, and foster care efforts. Ask the churches to continue to rise up as a place of refuge, offering resources, counseling, and emotional support. Pray that our churches would be a place that every person, born and unborn, is valued and celebrated as a child of God. Thank you. We're going to pray, if that's okay. Father God, we thank you so much for you, who you are, Father, for your saving grace, Lord. And with God, we pray for our land and with the issue of abortion, Father God. We just do pray, Lord, that it will just become unthinkable, that truth will be seen, hearts will be changed, laws will be changed. Father, for this abortion pill, Lord, we just pray for a stop to it, Lord. So hurtful, not only to the child, but to that mom. Father, we just ask you for your guidance and to know what it is that is ours to do. Just give us direction, give us wisdom, Father. Give us words to be able to speak truth and love, to be able to speak to a heart that's hurting, to be able to do exactly what it is that needs to be done in that minute, Father, that second. Lord, I thank you and praise you. I thank you and praise you for children. What a joy they are. What a blessing. All children. All. Father, I just praise you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. And I also just want to pray for this church, Lord, as they are beginning a new season with a new pastor, Father. I just pray, Lord, that you will just encourage them, Father, that you will encourage him, that it'll be a time of refreshing, it'll be a time of blessing, it'll be a time of just growth, Father. And I ask these things in your son's name, Jesus, amen.